ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तं सर्वगुणा विन्यासं जीवे मायामयि अन्यथा तं तनुषयं आत्मस्थं अशो अनुसयि उमं ज्ञानात् वैराग्यं प्रभो। हम सर्वगुणा विन्यासं जीवे मायामयि न्यधत् तं तनु स्वयम् आत्मस्थम् अशो अन्यासयि पुमम् ज्ञानवैराग्य वीर्येण हम सर्वगुणा विन्यासं मायामयि न्यधत् तं तनु स्वयम् आत्मस्थम् अशो अन्यासयि पुनम् ज्ञानवैराग्य वीर्येण हम सर्वगुणा विन्यासं जीवे मायामयि न्यधत् तं तनु स्वयम् आत्मस्थम् अश्वन्युषयि पुनम् ज्ञानवैराग्य वीर्येण स्वरूपस्थो जहत् प्रभु। हम सर्वगुणा विन्यासं जीवे मायामयि न्यधत् तं तनु स्वयम् आत्मस्थम् ज्ञानवैराग्य वीर्येण स्वरूपस्थो जहत् प्रभु। हम सर्वगुणा विन्यासं जीवे मायामयि न्यधत् तं तनु स्वयम् आत्मस्थम् अश्वन्युषयि पुमम् ज्ञानवैराग्य वीर्येण स्वरूपस्थो जहत् प्रभु। हम सर्वगुणा विन्यासं जीवे मायामयि न्यधत् Yeah. The reservoir of all qualities. Give unto the designation Maya Mayi, the reservoir of all potencies. Nyatat, place, come, that, chart, also, Anusham, designation, Atmashtam. Situated in self-realization. Ashol, he, Anushai, the living entity. Umam, the enjoyer. Jnana, knowledge. Vairagya, renunciation. Dirina, by the prowess of. Shrupashta, being situated in one's constitutional position. Ajahat, returned home. Prabhu, the controller. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, the Bhai Charananda and the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. He there. Prithu Maharaj then offered the total designation of the living entity into the supreme controller of illusory energy. Being released from all designations by which the living entity becomes entrapped, he became free by knowledge and renunciation and by the spiritual force of his devotional service. In this way, being situated in his original constitutional position of Krishna consciousness, he gave up his body as a Prabhu, or controller of the senses. Please repeat. Prithu Maharaj then offered the total designation of the living entity unto the supreme controller of illusory energy. Being released from all the designations by which the living entity becomes entrapped, he became free by knowledge and renunciation and by the spiritual force of his devotional service. In this way, being situated in his original constitutional position of Krishna consciousness, he gave up his body as a Prabhu, or controller of the senses. Purport. As stated in the Vedas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a source of material energy. Consequently, he is sometimes called Maya Moya, or the Supreme Person who can create his pastime through his potency known as the material entity. The jiva, or the individual living entity, becomes entrapped by the material energy, by the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 1861, we understand Ishvaraha Sarvabhutanam Hideshi Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayam Sarvabhutanam Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. Ishvaraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated within the heart of all conditioned souls. And by his supreme will, the living entity or individual soul gets a facility to lord it over material nature in various types of bodies, which are known as yantra, or the moving vehicle offered by the total material energy, maya. Although the individual living entity, jiva, and the Lord are both situated within the material energy, the Lord is directing the movements of the jiva soul by offering him different types of bodies through the material energy. And thus the living entity is wandering throughout the universe in various forms of body and becomes implicated in different situations, partaking of the reactions of fruitive activities. When Prithu Maharaj became spiritually powerful by the enhancement of his spiritual knowledge, jnana, and renunciation of material desires, he became a prabhu, or master, of his senses, sometimes called Goswami or Swami. This means that he was no longer controlled by the influence of material energy. When one is strong enough to give up the influence of material energy, he is called prabhu. In this verse, the word sarupshta is also significant. The real identity of the individual soul lies in understanding or attaining the knowledge that he is eternally a servant of Krishna. This understanding is called surupopalabdhi. By culturing devotional service, the devotee gradually comes to understand his actual relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This understanding of one's pure spiritual position is called surupopalabdhi. And when one attains that stage, he can understand how he is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a servant or friend or parent or conjugal lover. This stage of understanding is called Srupa Shtar. Prithu Maharaj realized his Srupa completely, as it will be clear in the later verses, that he personally left this world or this body by riding on a chariot sent from Vaikuntha. In this verse, the word Prabhu is significant. As stated before, when one is completely self-realized and acts according to that position, he can be called a Prabhu. The spiritual master is addressed as Prabhupada because he is completely self-realized soul. The word Pada means position, and Prabhupada indicates that he is given the position of a Prabhu, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he acts on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless one is a Prabhu, a controller of the senses, he cannot act as a spiritual master. One who is authorized by the Supreme Prabhu, or Lord Krishna. In this verse, praising the spiritual master, Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur writes, Shakshat haritvina shamashta shastre uktastata bhavyata eva shadati. The spiritual master is honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. Thus, Prithu Maharaj can also be called Prabhupada, or as described herein, Prabhu. Another question may be raised in this connection. Since Maharaj Prithu was the power incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shakti Vesha Avatar, why did he have to execute the regular principles in order to become a problem. Because he appeared on this earth as an ideal king, and because it is the duty of the king to instruct the citizens in the execution of devotional service, he followed all the regulative principles of devotional service in order to teach others. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Krishna himself, taught us how to approach Krishna as a devotee. It is said, Apaniyachari bhakti shikainu shabare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed others in the process of devotional service by setting the example himself through his own personal actions. Similarly, Prithu Maharaj, although a Shaktivesh avatar incarnation, still behaved exactly as a devotee in order to achieve the position of Prabhupada. Furthermore, Sarupa Sar means complete liberation. As it is said, Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.6, Hitman Yata Rupam Sarupina Vyashtiti. When a living entity abandons the activities of Maya and attains a position from which he can execute devotional service, his state is called Sarupa Shtar, or complete liberation. Om Agyan Hiranya Shagyanam Nanjalakita Shurana Sanyana Kusmaya Shukirina Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Varaha Shri Vashana Gaur Bhakta Penya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today is also the disappearance of Sri Ramanujacharya. Let's speak something a little bit on his relationship with Mayapur Dham. Ramanujacharya, he visited Puri with his disciples. He was conquering the whole of India with his philosophy. So he was conquering. And at that time he was in Puri, and he was questioning the pundits that the system of worship recommended in Kali Yuga is Pancharatriki worship. But you're using Vediki worship. You get Vedic worship, Tantric worship, and Pancharatriki worship is like in between, it's a mixture of both. Vedic mantras, Vedic worship, lots of long mantras, Vedic mantras, Tantriki worship, lots of rituals and things like that. So Pancharatriki worship is a little bit in between too. So he said it's recommended in Kali Yuga that Pancharatriki worship should go on, so you should change Jagannath standard. So the pundits became very scared. He was a very, very powerful personality at that time, so he was influencing everyone. So the king also, he said, you have to do something, you're the king here. So the pundits would pray to Lord Jagannath. He was trying to train down Saber. They were like that kind of attached. And Jagannath was also very attached. He's very old and he's had the same Saber going. Maybe he didn't like it, the change also. People don't like changes when they get old. So anyway, He said, better you leave here. He follows the Ramanuja to say that he woke up in the morning, he wasn't in Puri anymore, he was at the Kumaketra, miles and miles away. But anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in the Namadita Mahatma that actually Jagannath spoke to him and said, anyway, you leave things as they are. But you should go and visit my very special abode, Nandadvip, my very favorite abode. You should go there. And so then He woke up with another dream next day. And then Jagannath spoke to him and said, this is my eternal abode. This is descended by the influence of my inconceivable potency. There is no trace of Maya here. This is a complete spiritual realm here. And here I appear in the form of Lord Gauranga. And I'm teaching pure devotional service. So Ramanuja said, I've heard this name of Gauranga, it's there in the scriptures, but it's kind of secret. But now you're speaking about it, I can understand. It's all coming. Yeah, yeah, there's so many statements about this in the shastras, about Gauranga's appearance. But it's all kept secret. Now I can understand what all these mean. So then the Lord appeared to him as he's worshiped the Lord, Lakshmi Narayan. So he was in ecstasy. So he's the worshiper of Lakshmi Narayan. Then Lord Narayan, they disappeared and they became Gauranga. And he saw this beautiful form of Gauranga. He said, this is that form. So anyway, he said, Now I understand what the shastras are saying, and this has happened in Kali Yuga. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to preach pure unalloyed devotional service to Krishna in these different mallows of Vrindavan. Just order me, I'm ready to go and conquer this. Jagannath said, no. Mahaprabhu said, no, when I come I'll do that. But now you, for the time being, you cultivate and you preach up to Dasaras. But within your heart you can worship me as you know me. But you preach up to Dasaras. When I come, then I'll present this. So he said, I must be here when you perform your pastimes. So he said, so the Lord gave him a benediction, okay, you will appear. So he appeared as Sri Ananta in Gauranga's pastime. And also, because he is also taken as an incarnation of Ananta Shesh. So it's also said in the Pramanta of the Abhikampadne that Shesh Nagaraj, he went to see Vishnu and he was offering so many praises to the Lord. And then he said, you've shown me so many of your forms, you revealed to me so many things. Now I would like to see that form, the form as Radha Krishna, that original form. And Mahavishnu, I think he went to sweat a bit, but Vishnu was lying there. He said, what are you asking, Ananta? Even I can't see Radha and Krishna pastime. Brahma has to perform the pasture for 100 years. And you're asking. Yeah? And after all, you're a snake. You know? You're not very intelligent. but because you're asking this question, you want to understand Radha. I can understand you must be the greatest devotee. Anyway, you want to understand. You have to go to Navadvipa. And then you will be able to understand. Because if you understand the Lord's form of Gauranga, then you will be able to understand what is Radha and Krishna, approach Radha and Krishna. So then Nagaraj, he came here and he had a darshan of Gauranga. And Gauranga also instructed him that when I perform my pastimes, you will also take birth here as the large-bodied who? Anybody know? Jainitai. Yeah, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu ki. Yeah. So he's an incarnation. Nityananda Prabhu, Ananta Deva. So he appears here as one of the Panchakadas, Nityananda Prabhu, in the past. So anyway, our proposition is to the Ramanuja followers, because they're very, very strong, especially in South India, they're very, very prominent. Very prominent. Yeah. Purifying the whole of the world, actually. mentioned in Bhagavatam. The pure devotees appear in South India, they maintain the purity. They keep the principles of Bhakti. So there are many great followers of Ramana, they're very, very influential. So our proposition to them is that now you're worshippers of Lord Ramanujacharya, you're all his followers, then you should actually follow in his latest incarnation. That was many hundreds of years ago he appeared as Ramanuja. Now he's appeared another breed as the later incarnation, as Nityananda Prabhu. So you, actually you should all follow Nityananda Prabhu, right? And his business is, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, and worship Radha and Krishna. Good proposition. Evidence is there from the Shastra, from the Vedic evidence is there how he's appearing here. So the preachers in, or those who live in South India, there you can convert all the Ramanujas, become followers of the Prabhupada. They'll go back to, even if they worship Lakshmi now, they'll go back to Godhead very quickly also, by the mercy of Panchadatta. Ramanuja Mahasaya Ki. So, message. Prithu Maharaj then offered the total designation of the living entity into the supreme controller of the illusory energy, being released from all designations by which the living entity becomes entrapped. He became free by knowledge and renunciation by... Anyway, just right. And he asked Srila Prabhupada that... How can Lord Chaitanya say that in the Chanada Bhishma? How can he say that I'm lower than a blade of grass? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's not lower than a blade of grass. And Prabhupada said he could say that because he understood that I am 1/10,000 size of the tip of the head, which is also not. The soul is considered to be 1/10,000 size of the tip of the head. We are 1/10,000 size of the tip of the head, but we're all emanation. Everything is coming from Krishna. He's the supreme source of everything. So he's not 1/10,000 size of the head. But because he's playing as a bhakti avatar, playing, he's actually feeling that I am 1/10,000 size of the pit. Therefore he's praying. He can pray with such feeling, such devotion. He's understanding his fallen condition. So this is Mahaprabhu who is setting the example. So it's not far away, otherwise Mahaprabhu he's not doing something that's impossible for the people of Kali Yuga. He's come and he's taken on, but because of his sincerity, everything is being revealed. So this is the example. If we have to follow this example, then we will also get the results of these examples. So, yeah, being situated in original constitutional position. Krishna consciousness. This is just the beginning when we're free from these designations. It's just the beginning of the spiritual life when we're situated properly in the Shurupsa, our original constitutional position, or waking up to our real identity. Shurupsa. Brinda Devi is superstar, situated among them. They tried to move her from Kamyavan. I don't know if she was stuck there, right? They're going to take Brinda Devi to Jaipur. They stopped at Kamyavan and they tried to move her. Nobody could lift her. She remained there fixed. But that's happening there in Vrindavan, she said. But the description of Brinda Devi is given by Rupa Goswami in his Radha Krishna Ganadasa Gitika. She's always immersed in love for Radha and Krishna. And she's always helping to arrange for their meetings. And she's always anxious to assist in their transcendental pastimes. So this is her, her fixed consciousness. It's fixed on her service to Radha and Krishna. It's not her love for Radha and Krishna, which we were thinking, my relationship, my love for Krishna, we have to love, it's me and Krishna. It's not exactly my love for Krishna, but it's Krishna. Krishna's love for Radha. Radha's love for Krishna, this is the important point. My love for Krishna is not so important. It's Radha and Krishna's love that is important. So their devotees are assisting to enhance Radha and Krishna's love. Not, you know, my relationship, my love for Krishna, because Radha is not Radha. But she's shining, but Vrindadevi, but that description, this is the attitude that they just simply want Radha and Krishna's love. They're interested in assisting in that loving relationship. So, we were watching a film a few days ago, Women of Bhakti. Nice film, Women of Bhakti. But Rukmini Devi Das, she made a very wonderful statement. And she said that actually the center of creation is a love affair. It's Radha and Krishna. The center of the creation is a love affair. That's the fact. Everything is Aham Sabhasya Prabhupada, which is it. So it's a fact that that's what's happening. That is, this is the original feature of Godhead. Radha and Krishna. Everything, all the other features of God come from this. All the other relationships come from this. Everything comes from that. So that's actually the center of creation is a love affair, and the Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna, is the, as we say, the musical score for the film, for the drama. the musical theme. You have a love story, and then you have a musical theme in part in the movie. So this is the Hare Krishna is. So everything there is chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, the spiritual world is made of Hare Krishna. Prabhupada says in his explanation of Hare Krishna, Mata Hara, Radha, please engage in the service of Supreme Father Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. So this is what the Vrindavan is. This is the picture of Vrindavan. Everything is assisting Radha Krishna. Assist their loving exchange. So please engage us in the service of Radha, please engage us in the service of Krishna. So everything is made of Hare Krishna. Everything is done of Hare Krishna, because that's the purpose of it, simply to unite Radha and Krishna, that's it, and separate them. Because when they're separate, then they can be united again. And when they're united, they can be separated. So this is the picture of Vrindavan. Everybody's bringing Radha and Krishna together, then they're separated, then they bring them together. Yeah, so that everything is made of Hare Krishna. That's the theme. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. So that is what is coming from the Goloka Prem. It's coming into this material, into here, right? Navadvip. It is bought, the treasure of Goloka. Goloka Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. So it's bought the source of the unit, what goes on in the center of the creation, that I love that. So that is what has been bought here. Narada Muni actually bought. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. So this is the great gift that we have in Kali Yuga. Devotees of Ramanuja, Acharya, they all go back to Vaikuntha after a long time. But here in this Kali Yuga, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in Navadvipa, the Panchatattva event to give this Goloka Prema, and it can be done in one lifetime. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Srila Maharaj Bhakti Godhead ki. Jai. Jai Gaur Premanand ki. Jai. Thank you. Any comment?
No. Okay. It's a little long question, you know. It's you said, you know, devotional service starts after liberation, right? So, you know, we have to get rid of these designations to get liberated. So Prabhupada was saying yesterday or someday in the class, saying if you surrender to bona fide spiritual master, immediately, you know, if you take these yogis, it takes millions of lives, you know, but you immediately get liberated. And then he's saying the qualifications of the spiritual master, then the purpose. He's saying something, Sakshatari, he's saying pure spiritual culture, like 100%. And then something about Vaikuntha, I don't remember. So my question is, suppose you get that person, right? You get that person, you know, fully realized, coming from all these things, right? My question is, if we're still on the body platform, right? Means we haven't surrendered completely to it. So, what's going on before that? It's not devotional service, you know, what is it?
No, it's sadhana bhakti.
Sadhana bhakti is not devotional service.
Oh, it's not?
Okay. I'm asking.
Wasting my time all these years.
I'm just asking.
Huh?
I'm asking. You know, it's devotional service starts after liberation. That's what, you know, promise. That's what the book said. So before that, you know.
Okay. You want realization. So then there's a process. Adho Sada, Sadhu Sangha, Anathana Bridge, way up to Prema, right? It's a progression. So if you want realization, then you practice and see where you are step by step, and you put that into full practice, and you try to go to the next platform, to the next platform, to the next platform. Right up to Baba and Prem. So you can do that, but that won't take one lifetime, it'll take many lifetimes. But the progression is there. If you want it, here it is. It's scientifically how it goes. If you want realization. Huh? What?
Who doesn't want? You know? I also heard, you know, because I'm not sure about this, I heard, you know, devotional service before liberation is like pious activity.
Is?
Like pious activity.
Like?
Pious activity. Pious.
Pious? Oh, pious activity.
Not exactly.
No. The process is given by Rupa Goswami. He doesn't practice himself. He's practicing Raghunuga Bhakti. He's eternal. Associate with the Lord. He doesn't practice sadhana bhakti, but he came to teach sadhana bhakti. Because we've forgotten our spontaneous devotion service. So, it's not a pious activity. And anyway, even if it is, as you say, if you follow the orders of the spiritual master, that sound vibration That means you surrender to the sound vibration. Follow this process of sadhana. Because you surrender to that sound vibration, you surrender to Guru. So by His mercy, yeah. So if you, so the idea is pure devotional service or the process in the stage of sadhana bhakti. Service is the main thing. It's the medium by which we're expressing our emotions to Krishna through the service. So that's the main thing. Service, but you've got service from the very beginning, from day one. So in fact, you're already liberated. If you want to understand how I'm, and realize, first you realize yourself, become Brahma Buddha, and then all the different other stages, then you have to practice them. The idea is Krishna says, as you surrender me, I reward you accordingly. So if you think I've got to come to the stage of Bhajana Kriya, and then I've got to come to the stage of Anatta Nivritti, then I've got to come to the stage of... You do it, but Krishna's reciprocating. Oh, if you think you've got to come to the stage of Anatta Nivritti before you approach me, okay, so I'll wait until you come to the stage of Anatta Nivritti. Because you're thinking that's what I've got to do to approach you, Krishna. So Krishna, as you surrender and my reward according, okay. You wait until you've realized Anatta Nivritti. And then you want ruchi, you want taste. So Krishna says, okay, but wait until you develop it. Because you think, I can't understand Krishna until I've got ruchi and I've got ishashakti and I've got prema. So Krishna, okay, I'll wait. So that'll take you lifetimes. Then eventually you'll be born in a pure Vaishnava family. And then you get liberated. Otherwise, if we're not interested so much in realization, like Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Mahaprabhu, and he said, they call me a Pandit. I don't even know who I am. I don't know if I'm the body, I don't know if I'm the mind, the intelligence or soul. I don't know what I am.